It's shameless. Joe DiGenova joins us now, former U.S. attorney. You can predict the Republican turncoats before the news even hits, Joe, in John McCain, front and center, who wants to stop the Trump agenda. That's what this is about. That's what it's always been about.
Well, it is, of course, unfortunate that some Republicans decide that they have to do this rather than just await information, be professional about everything that's going on. There's nothing wrong with asking appropriate questions, but making those types of judgments that Senator McCain just did is totally unnecessary. But I think clearly he's getting back at the president for things that the president said about him during the campaign.
I talked to I used to practice white collar criminal defense, and I know obviously with all of your experience, the idea that somebody saying, "I hope we can wrap up this investigation of Flynn. You know, he's a good guy." And Comey writes in his memo, again, if this memo is accurate, yes, he's a good guy. He goes back, writes a memo to the file, tucks it away, maybe thinks it's his ace in the hole if he's ever fired. Who knows? I don't like memo writers, never have. But he tucks that away. That's now obstruction, Joe? That's obstruction of justice?
No. Well, I don't think there's any doubt that that what the president said, if the memo is correct, is not an obstruction. He didn't order the FBI director to do it, to do anything. He asked them a question.
It's an opinion.
Is it? Yeah. And so I don't think that rises to that level. However, that said, I think it was an unwise discussion. And I think the notion that he was having that type of the discussion with the FBI director is an error in judgment.
Yeah,
I mean,
shouldn't
just,
have done it.
Leave
it
alone.
Agree.
No. I mean, it's just stupid. And it shows how bad the staff is. That
where's
no
Don
there.
McGahn? Where's Don McGahn, the White House counsel, who I've always said is not equipped for this job? Where is he?
There is no one who's senior enough, serious enough, and an eminence grise who could say, this is not going to happen, Mr. President. You're not going to go in there with the FBI director alone. I'm sorry, but it just isn't going to happen. And Mr. Director, it's time for you to go.
Yeah, well,
I mean, it should never have been allowed to happen.
Right. Okay, so it did happen. Now staffers are reading memos to the New York Times. However, neither Jeff Sessions nor the Deputy Attorney General was told of this. McCabe just last week said our investigation hasn't been impeded at all.
Right. There's no doubt that nothing that the president said or did with the director had any effect whatsoever. And of course, McCabe testified to that effect, as you just pointed out. I don't think there was any effect, nor do I think the president had any intention of trying to stop a legitimate investigation. But the bottom line is we are where we are now, and the president needs around him a group of people who are seasoned and aware of Washington and have done this before. And I think he needs some added troops in the White House to assist during this process. But the point will then get down to who will be able to control what the president says or tweets, because that is why we are in this problem. It is because of the tweet about possible recordings, which piqued everyone's interest, and then about the memorandum of this meeting. So bottom line is the president needs some help, and he needs some good advice, and he apparently isn't getting it.
Well, do you think that this is we're at a point where Republicans are going to try to start saving themselves, which, of course, you know where this always ends. They think they're going to save themselves when they turn on the president, and then the Republicans get wiped out in 2018 and probably lose the presidency in 2020, and the entire, idea of economic growth and having a better approach toward ISIS, that's all just right down the drain, which is probably what they want.
Well, I think what the president needs more than anything else and what Republicans in Congress need more than anything else are some wins. I don't have any doubt that when the president, for example, gets his immigration executive order into the Supreme Court, he will win there very, very big, 7-2, 8-1, 9-0, perhaps, on the power of the president to do what he did, and that the Ninth Circuit will be crucified, literally, by the Supreme Court. But the legislative area is the one where there's going to be the biggest problem because of the obstructionism of the Democrats. Needless to say, whatever one thinks of the health care bill, what happened to it in the House initially was a disaster because it took the president off his game. It created it stopped the big momentum that had occurred as a result of the Supreme Court nomination and the successful confirmation of Justice Gorsuch. So they have to find a way to get momentum going. Perhaps this foreign trip will provide some of that. But it is, you know, Republicans are not strong-willed when they get in trouble like this.
Wimps.
They don't hang together the way the
No.
Democrats do, and they're certainly horrible at messaging. And that has become a major problem for them over the years, and it hasn't gotten any better.
No, and we have to remember that if they, and I don't think this is going to happen, but if for any reason Trump went down, this will mean that Republicans have had three unsuccessful presidents in a row. HW, W, and DJT. Now they want that? I mean, if they think that's going to be a winning story to tell, new generations of Americans. What has to happen is they have to focus on the agenda. The agenda and jobs and the economy and economic growth and portray the Democrats as the enemy of job growth. They do not want forward progress for this country. All they want is resistance, and Trump has to be the champion of the people again. He has to do that.
Well, I think that's exactly right, and it's up to him to change the narrative, which he's perfectly capable of doing. The Republicans who find themselves in this position, let's face it, a lot of Republicans simply do not like the president. They don't like the way he campaigned. They don't like the way he won. They don't like the way he's governing. And they are, in fact, a major problem because you don't have a bench. You don't have a
No.
base. You don't have people you can turn to who are going to help you. And I think that that's why the president needs around him a fully staffed senior group of Washington experts. Let me tell you, there's some good things in the swamp. I'm a swamp creature. I've been here since 1967. I don't consider myself a bad swamp person. I consider myself a good swamp person. The fact is, if you live here, you live in the swamp, and you have to navigate it. There are some wonderful, wonderful senior Republicans and independents who could help the
Great
president. I
point.
hope the people around him are wise enough. By the way, in addition,
Real quick.
At the podium, you need a mature, serious face to deliver the president's
Yep.
message.
Well, Joe, as always, great to have you on. Sober, sane, sound analysis. Joe DeGenova, I'd like to see him in that inner circle. Wouldn't that be great? Joe, thank you so much. Love you. Take care. We'll come back. James Kallstrom, former FBI assistant director, with us. Hi, this is Laura Ingraham, and whether you're looking for care for a loved one to remain independently at home, or you're looking for a caring career, Visiting Angels can be the answer. Visiting Angels, with our experienced and accomplished group of in-home care professionals, is America's choice in senior.